Becca, do you want to clean that matches your vibe?
Sure.
Are you tired of meh smelling cleaning products?
Totally.
Well, then clean confidently with coconut scented Clorox Scentiva. Its powerful clean and refreshing scents transform every room in your home into a coastal getaway.
Because it smells like coconut, cleans like Clorox, and feels like inspiration.
Get Clorox Scentiva at a nearby retail store. Also available in grapefruit or lavender scents.
Tanya, I have great news.
Yes?
With all of your wedding activities on the horizon, I thought you'd be excited to find out the sale you wait for is finally here. Macy's Friends and Family Sale.
Yes! What perfect timing.
You can get an extra 30% off brands that almost never go on sale, like Levi's, Calvin Klein, Tommy Hilfiger, Nike, Gap, Hotel Collection, Lego, and more.
This is incredible. I need to plan for my bachelorette party, bridal shower, rehearsal dinner. I mean, so now I know exactly where to look.
Exactly. And you can get 15% off beauty, makeup, and more, plus free shipping when you spend $25.
Amazing. Macy's Friends and Family Sale is April 25th through May 5th. Shop at Macy's.com and in-store.
Tired of not being able to get a hold of anyone when you have questions about your credit card?
With 24/7 US-based live customer service from Discover, everyone has the option to talk to a real person anytime, day or night.
Yes, you heard that right. You can talk to a human on the Discover customer service team anytime.
So the next time you have a question about your credit card, call 1-800-DISCOVER to get the service you deserve.
Limitations apply. See terms at discover.com/creditcard.
There's nothing worse than wearing clothes that don't fit right. That's why Tomboy X makes size and gender-inclusive underwear, swimwear, and loungewear for all bodies. Queer-founded and run for over 10 years, you can trust they know a thing or two about making the perfect pair. Feel comfortable in your own skin. Shop online today and use code IHEART for 20% off your first purchase. Only at TomboyX.com. Tomboy X. Fit for you just as you are.
Scrubbing In with Becca Tilley and Tanya Rad, an iHeartRadio and two-time People's Choice Award-winning podcast.
That's kind of dark, actually, yeah. A little bit. First year, we're definitely not on the nomination list.
Yeah, this is awkward.
However, our girls from Chicks in the Office, Rhea and Fran, are nominated for Pop Podcast of 2021. So go vote.
Yes, they will be receiving all of my votes. So all the voting that I used to do for our podcast, I will do annoyingly for theirs.
Yeah, so Scrubbers, put that same energy for the Scrubbing
for
In
the
podcast for Chicks in the Office.
Yeah.
For this year.
Yeah.
But that was nostalgic to hear. I enjoyed that.
Although,
well, our listeners hear it every week.
Oh,
you don't. Yeah. But our listeners do.
Yeah, it's on the. Do you never listen back to our podcast?
I listen, but normally if I'm going to listen to something, no.
Backpedal, seriously, if I'm
like listening to something that I'm like either overthinking or want to hear like how it sounded, I go straight to it. Yeah.
Oh, okay.
Yeah. But that was
so
exciting.
Should we retire that one? Should we move back to the old one?
We might need to, because like we are a two-time award-winning podcast, but that's like, I'm just nervous that we're going to be those people that like 10 years from now we're still talking about like our two-time winning party.
Okay.
I agree.
That.
This is a PG podcast, wow. Tanya.
Can you bleep that?
Yes.
Okay, no.
No, I'm just kidding.
That was hard work, not on our behalf, on our listeners' behalf. They earned us those titles. We wear those titles proud, and we go for even bigger ones above and beyond.
I know.
I say People's Choice Award who? In 2022, we're going to be getting, I don't know what.
Grammys? Or what are we going to get?
I don't know, but something.
A Grammy for spoken word recording.
I thought about that, but I've never seen a podcast in that category. I feel like it.
There's always a first time.
Exactly.
Okay. All right.
Yeah, we were the first.
But that's not the question. The question is, do we ever talk about it again? The question is, do we make the intro? Do we remove PSA from the intro?
PCA.
Yeah, Mark doesn't. Mark's like, screw
a People's
it,
Service Award.
Yeah, People's Spoken Award.
Maybe we vote on it. Maybe we like sleep on it. Let's like really like think about it.
I'm not mad. Like I don't find it appalling if it's still there. I'm like proud of that. And I'm like you said, our scrubbers did that. So I'm not like embarrassed that it's there. I just don't want to be the like, you know, years in.
You know, I'm a little bitter, so...
Well, we were nominated last year and we didn't win, and then this year we're not nominated. Yeah, so I think it's like we've gone 2 years in a row without a victory.
Yeah, it's a hard blow. It's a hard pill to swallow. I feel like this is one of those horse pills that I take about daily vitamin, and it's just really hard going down the esophagus.
Well, here's the original if you're curious.
Scrubbing In with Becca Tilley, an iHeartRadio podcast.
Wow.
That's come a long way.
Yeah,
that's
really
the
has.
Pre-Tanya era. So maybe we go back to this one.
Scrubbing In with Becca Tilley and Tanya Rapp, an iHeartRadio podcast.
Sissy sounds so bummed in that one.
She does. She sounds
she
upset.
She does sound bummed.
She's like, hate to be doing this.
I don't want to do this.
I don't know. Okay, you know what? I think we can do something. I don't think we go backwards because we're not a backwards. We don't think about the past. The past doesn't need us anymore. Our future needs us. So I don't want to go back to any old intros that we've had. I think if we do anything, we drop the two-time award winning. We come up with something different. So
have
like,
you ever listened to Crime Junkie podcast?
No, nothing sounds worse.
Oh my, okay. First of all, it's amazing and like one of my most like consistent podcasts I listen to.
No offense, Crime Junkies or, you know.
Yeah, I want to have them on the show. So can you like ease the whatever that toot was?
Which is not my cup of tea. That's fine.
Okay.
It's like well, I like green tea and you like chai.
Okay. Yeah. I just had a green tea, so that's all. Uncomfortable for me to agree with you. Okay. But they have this really catchy song in the beginning of theirs. And it's like, when I'm in my car, I'm like doing this to it. Like it.
Is it a song about the podcast?
No, it's like a beat. It's not even it's just their intro song. No.
Oh no, we need words.
Can you pull that up for me so I can hear that?
It's in the Crime Junkies podcast theme. See if you can pull that up.
No, but I like Becca's idea, but maybe we spin it into a song of our own. And in that, create...
You're just like that song.
What?
Just like that.
Yeah, but we make it aspirational for the podcast, you know? Like, we won two People's Choice Awards, but guess what, 2022? We got more in store.
For you.
Yeah. Bigger awards. That's okay. Right. You name it.
We will win it. Oh.
No, that's a rhyme. We'll work on it. But I think what we could do.
You said win it. You said you name it. And I said we win it, which it rhymes. It's the same word.
Oh. Well, okay. We can work the kinks out, but I like this idea. Do you like this idea?
It seems like a lot. It seems very ambitious, which I know is good.
If we're not ambitious about this podcast, what are
right.
we? Rugrats just sitting here on our feet?
Just we're going to have to get a lot of other people involved. And that's where I hesitate.
Are we just rugrats sitting here on our feet?
Yeah, we're not rugrats. We are ambitious.
But this is my thought. You know how theme songs, like there are certain theme songs like, that's...
That was
the one I really thought of. You know, they are important.
Yes.
So
yes.
I don't know if Tanya alone can do the vision and make it stick, but... I think in a group effort, maybe some help from someone from the outside. We have Laura Walton sitting here, a wordsmith herself. I mean, you know, I think we could come up with something catchy and hooky that, you know, people will like want to hear the intro.
Yeah, like, I'm not suggesting we sing it. I don't think it's our voice.
Oh, okay. I thought you were trying
to
say
we could have somebody voice it, but I think the words need to have meaning, like serious meaning and some manifestation in them for sure. Okay. So, and we can make it short. It can be like 20 seconds. Is that how long?
Right. I'm just saying now you have to get singers involved. You have to get music involved.
No,
like there's a lot
singers,
of effort
those
here.
Singers. I'll ask Miles from Kiss FM to voice it.
Okay. Well, there you go.
Boom. What else? What other hurdle you want to throw my way?
Well, he could find you a beat.
Thank you.
And he can. Yeah.
Another
okay,
hurdle
great.
Knocked down.
Yeah. Well, give it a shot.
Okay, great. All right.
He's a great guy.
Onward and upward with our intro. I like it. I love it. I also love it because we're coming into a new year soon and fresh start.
Yeah.
I like it.
Well, speaking of fresh starts, I turned 33 this past weekend. Oh, okay. Thank you so much. Oh, we're clapping. Thank you all for the applause of another year of life. But I really like the 33. Like, I love the symmetry of it. It's, you know, Laura created a how do I say that word? Charcuterie board. And it was like 233s. And I was like, that is a pretty number.
Yeah.
Like, I feel good about 33.
Yeah.
And it was a really good, fun weekend.
It was a great weekend. Happy birthday, Becca. 33 is a great age. 3 is a lucky number. So 3-3 is just like lucky, lucky. Mm-hmm. I feel good mojo in this year for you.
Thank you so much. Mm-hmm. You planned an incredible party. Laura, Allie, and Tanya planned a Halloween / birthday party. It was my first like party in my new house. So there was like a lot happening. I dressed as Klein as Thor because I just like ran out of time planning. And then it was a last minute come together moment. And by the end of it, I was like, you know, I respect everyone's love for Klein. I love Klein. But I was thinking, this is my first party at my home and I'm dressed as Klein as Thor. And it feels like it was just really thrown together. And then Tanya and Red Star show up in like the most epic Kravis costume ever.
It was epic. Like, honestly, I felt like Courtney. And all night I was like, Chada.
Yeah, we were all having nightmares about that the next morning hungover. But
I do have to say, though, so my favorite thing is when people say, it was so last minute, I couldn't throw something together. And it's like, I know the birthday party was not like, you know, planned out a very long time in advance, but Halloween comes at the same time every year. So really, you can start your Halloween planning as early as you want. So we came up with our Kravis idea like a month ago.
Yeah. No. But that's your personality versus my personality.
Which I realized, I'm happy that I am this way, because there was a there was a last minute detail that so I ordered everything. I tried to do everything ahead of time for Becca's party, but I ordered the bowls for like the, you know, the chips and stuff. And they came in like 10 times size smaller than I thought they were going to be. So I had to go to Party City the day of the party to buy these bowls. The line was wrapped around the back of the store. And I thought to myself, in these moments, I am so happy that I am tightly woundly strong and have to do stuff ahead of time. Because sitting in that line at Party City on Hallow's Eve was a low for me.
You love being tightly wound?
I love it. I love it.
Tightly woundly strong is what she said, by the way.
What did she
say? Tightly woundly strong. Yeah,
tightly woundly strong. Like, yeah. I might be high strong, but I'm not waiting in these lines on Hallow's Eve at Party City.
Well, yeah. I wasn't either.
But, oh.
Yeah.
Yeah.
But, you know, there was a lot of people coming in to the party who I didn't know, like people, because some people invited their friend. I was just like, yeah, sure, invite whoever. And so it was a really uncomfortable moment where people would come in and I'd be like, hi, I'm Becca and I'm Klein, who's my alter ego, dressed as Thor. So people thought that was my attempt at just being Thor. Like, people who didn't know Klein thought I was just being Thor.
Right, yeah.
And so there was like a lot of moments where I was mildly uncomfortable thinking these, and they would look at me. And then once they realized it was my home and my birthday, they were a little more like warm. But, you know, at first they were like, this is such a pathetic like Thor costume.
Thor doesn't wear tennis shoes.
Yeah, Thor does not wear tennis shoes or a Shazam cape or a Captain America shirt. And I get the confusion, but Laura was dressed as her alter ego, Dale, who like originated with Klein. And it was a lot. I mean, because she came from Louisiana, so she's like, a lot of people met her for the first time. And I was like, this is my best friend, Laura. And she had like a construction vest on with like, you know, it's just
best friend, huh?
Oh boy.
We're going to take a break. No, I will say,
she just throws that word around so loosely these days.
Well, I do. I have like a lot of best friends in my life, but I'll say it to Phoebe in front of Tanya and she stares at me and I'm like, okay, relax.
She looks at Phoebe and she's like, you're my best friend. And I'm like, really? When I'm sitting right here,
it's my tagline.
But you know, my daughter, my oldest, has always had that. She'll always, her whole life has referred to her best friend, and it's always been like, it's almost like a tier of friend. It's not a specific person.
Yeah,
it never
exactly.
has been her whole life. She'd be like, oh, but she's my best friend. We're like, well, wait a minute. I thought this person was your best friend. She is too.
Yeah.
It's never been a singular thing with her, and I think that's a beautiful thing.
You know, that's on maturity, Mark.
Yeah.
That's right. On maturity.
I'm getting there. I'm definitely getting there. But I do. I have multiple best friends too.
Yeah, you always refer to people as your best friend.
Not always. I have a tier. It's less than a baker's dozen. Isn't that six?
That's a lot.
No, it's 13, right?
What's yeah. six? Half a dozen.
Just half a dozen.
Wait, so is it less than six or less
yeah,
than?
Yeah, less than six.
Okay.
I do not believe that.
Yeah.
I can name them off the top of my head.
More
but do we count
six?
Red Star as a best friend?
Well, no, boyfriend.
But he's not also your best friend?
Well, he's my best friend and my lover.
Okay. Yeah. So.
It's the worst. That word is the worst.
The worst.
Why is it so uncozy? What is that?
The worst.
But Laura is my longest best friend.
That's true. No, it's okay. I honestly enjoy sharing the title. I feel honored to share the title and it's fine.
Well, Laura and I met freshman year of high school, and she, we met because she couldn't get her locker open, and I was not the person to ask, but I actually was the person to be able to help, and we've been best friends ever since, and she's also the person who nominated me to be on The Bachelor, which all of that has led to me even having this podcast, so she's a very significant figure in my life for many reasons, but, you know, everything that's happened from being on The Bachelor's because right. she wrote in a submission, which was a very odd submission, but it got their attention.
Yeah. We love Laura.
Yeah. Love yeah. Laura.
Honored to share the title. Really? Yeah. In front of you. Yeah. Wait, but I do have to say when we were getting ready for your party, I was like, okay, I'm going to go back because I was going to help Red Star put his tattoos on. So we got like, you know, those t-shirts that have the tattoos on them that like you just wear it and it looks like, you know.
Yeah.
Yeah. That's what my daughter wore for her Guy Fieri costume.
Yeah. So he was going to do that. And I said, you know what? If we're going to do this, like let's really commit. Let's shave the chest. Let's tat you up. Let's really do it. And he's like, okay, I'm down. It took a lot longer to do. But once he put the tattoos on and he shaved his face and put the beanie on, he was Travis Barker. It was the weirdest thing. And he also doesn't know anything about Courtney and Travis. So he kept asking me, like, what do I say? And so I gave him a couple like lines. And so all night he just kept being like, I want your skull. Like,
it was
a warlock or something.
So weird how much he looked like Travis Barker. Like, I couldn't get his mannerisms, everything. He like transformed into.
Because
he doesn't look like him outside of costume at all.
No, and it was so fun. I loved how into it he got. It like really blessed my heart.
I walked in the house and saw him like just like browsing the charcuterie board. I was like, oh my God, Travis Barker's here. Like I for a split second, I thought it was really him. And I started freaking out. And then I realized like, oh no, it's just that guy. it's crazy how convincing it was. I couldn't believe it.
Yeah, it was awesome.
Yeah, we all woke up on Sunday like definitely not feeling 100%. And Caroline, my sister, goes, oh, I just keep hearing Tanya going, Travis. Like, because by the end of the night, your wig was like back here. You were like gone.
Gone.
And just like kept saying, Travis. And I was like, I'm sobering up and this noise is going to haunt me tonight.
Oh, I loved being a character. It was so fun.
It was really fun. I had such a fun night and we had a bar and it was just like the drinks were great. Allison and Easton came and Allison joined in on Flip Cup and it was a real rage fest.
Yeah, the Palm Springs Killers was
a spicy mark
to our podcast in Palm Springs that led to some iconic moments of this show.
Yeah, some might say.
Yeah,
it was a good night. Did y'all do anything yesterday for Halloween?
I sent Easton home with the rest of your cake.
I saw that.
It was delicious and it continues to be.
Nice.
And some hot Cheetos.
Okay. Yes, a big bag of hot Cheetos.
He was leaving. He's like, Tanya just shoved these in my hand, told me to take them. And I was like, okay. Do I have more?
It was a big bag. It was like when you get from the it wasn't like a snack bag. Yeah. It was a big bag. And so I checked with Becca before I left. I'm like, is this okay?
Well, she left like cashews and stuff there for me. So
that's right.
No, yeah. We did have a big bag of chips and stuff that I'm still trying to navigate what to do with. But yeah, it was a really, really fun party.
Yeah.
It's a lot of, you know, when you have people at your house and you're like making sure everyone's having fun, you know, you're always trying to make sure. And it's like a bunch of different groups of people. So you're trying to make sure people aren't like not having a good time talking to other people. But I think everyone had
a good
time.
A unanimous good time.
Okay, great.
Yeah.
Did y'all trick or treat last night?
We did trick or treat last night. Trick or treating is so cute.
It's kind of creepy that we were actually talking that's kind of creepy.
Why?
Well, like we just like go to strangers' homes and like ask for candy and like just trust that we're getting like real candy and not
what?
I don't know, like needles or something in the
needles,
candy.
Needles. Yeah, she
people
says.
Do some evil things out there.
No, there's like I just think it's so cute. Like we went by this one house that had the people were like dressed up in character and they were like giving, you know, out in the front yard. And I was like, that is so me, you know, but I'm realizing I feel like when I was younger, every house in my like in my parents' neighborhood did it. And I'm as an adult, I'm realizing that it's not that way anymore.
Not a single person came to my home last night.
Yeah. Like you really have to be on like a block where like everybody commits to it.
That's true.
Right.
Yeah. We're in kind of a cul-de-sac. So we get very few. Because you really have to make an effort to go down to our place.
Oh, yeah. I would think a cul-de-sac would be like a hit.
Yeah.
A hit for the trick-or-treaters.
One street in our area, a guy had a ghost hanging from a drone that he was flying around the street. That was pretty cool.
Yeah, that's cool. So cool. There's this one house that like hires actors to come out and like scare people and stuff. I'm like, that is so like cool.
We had a very low-key day yesterday because my body said, sis, you're 33.
Oh, yeah.
You had too many drinks last night. You better rest up. So we just like were lazy, sat around the house. We ended up, Haley made lasagna.
Nice.
We watched A Quiet Place 2, which is just so stressful.
Mm, mm-hmm.
Those movies are just, the silence in them alone has me like, on edge, and I don't like it. I don't watch scary movies for that reason. It's like, why put myself through it?
Yeah.
Then we played cards.
Oh, that's so fun.
Yeah.
Oh, I actually have a really exciting news. Well, it's not really exciting, but exciting for this podcast purposes. Red Star agreed to watch Grey's Anatomy from season one, episode one.
Oh,
with me.
For God's sakes. Really? Yeah. I don't know if this is good news.
Why?
I don't know. I feel badly for him. That's so much.
So here's the thing.
It's
we're not
so much show.
No, we're not like we're not trying to burn through it and get through it. We're just gonna do it at our leisure, watch an episode whenever, because just to see it through his virgin eyes. We watched the first episode together, and he just seeing how much he enjoyed it, like did things to my body, and so. I mean, can you imagine the bomb episode? What's that's going to do to me?
I do love that episode.
So I think the first few seasons we'll watch, and then he's not going to... Like, once it starts getting bad, I'll say it's fine.
Hey, whoa.
One episode every now and then is going to take you 25 years to get through
That's fine. We're in it for the long haul. This isn't... You know, like, we're going to binge other shows. We're going to start Insecure, I think. So it's going to be in the mix, but I was really excited about it.
Good. I'm excited. That's always exciting when you get someone to jump on board. He's a very good patient.
Patient.
Yes.
Patient.
A patient man.
That's the word. That's the word.
Yeah.
But you know what? Dating me is so fun. So.
You know, I would say that in a way, Tanya treated me as if we were in a relationship before she got into a relationship.
For sure.
And there are
highs,
and there are
lows,
patience challenges. Testers. Yeah.
Yeah.
Challenges.
Yeah.
So, but he is a very patient man. Sometimes I'll just like look at him and I'm like, wow, you're a good one.
Yeah. A gem.
We should break, but what kind of amazing stuff are we going to talk about after we get back from this break?
We do have a really good email, and then there's a few like hot topics that I wanted to touch on and get y'all's opinion on.
Yeah.
So we're going to take a break and we'll be right back. Presented by 21 Seeds.
So, you know, because you have a ton of friends and throw lots of girls' nights, it's important to always have a signature cocktail ready to go.
Definitely. And people don't want to spend all their time at the drink bar. They'd rather be doing fun stuff like playing charades.
Or having a dance party on the patio.
Exactly. That's why 21 Seeds infused tequila is a must-have.
21 Seeds is an award-winning tequila infused with the juice of real fruit, which means the flavors are built in. So you only need two or three ingredients to make your perfect cocktail.
21 Seeds makes the most delicious and easy margaritas ever.
Yes, 21 Seeds is smooth, fresh, and tastes incredible.
And it's not overly sweet. It tastes like tequila.
Just infused with real juice.
Totally. And get this, 21 Seeds is female founded.
Love it. Modern women, baby.
Two sisters and one friend.
All my friends are like sisters, so I can relate.
Listen, if you love tequila like us, add 21 Seeds infused tequila to your drink bar at home.
Enjoy responsibly. 21 Seeds, Diageo, New York, New York.
Is your underwear in need of a refresh? Meet Tomboy X, makers of the original boxer briefs for women, queer-founded and queer-run. Tomboy X designs sustainable, gender-inclusive underwear and apparel in sizes 3 extra small to 6 extra large. Use code IHEART at checkout for 20% off your first purchase only at TomboyX.com. Shop now on TomboyX.com.
You'll know real when you get it. It'll say eBay Authenticity Guarantee, and you'll feel it. Maybe it's a head-turning handbag, a watch that says it all, jewelry that makes you look like the gem, sneakers and streetwear so fresh, every step feels fly. When it comes to style and luxury, eBay gets it. They're making sure the things that you love are checked by experts. Not just any experts, specialized experts, real people who love this stuff. With real hands-on authentication experience. So when you see that shiny blue check mark that says Authenticity Guarantee, shop with confidence. Every inch, stitch, sole, and logo is verified authentic through a detailed inspection. That's how you know that eBay's got your back. Because when you finally step into those sneakers, put on that watch, get your real gold glow up, swing that handbag over your shoulder, or step out in that streetwear, you'll realize that feeling is unlike any other. With eBay Authenticity Guarantee, you can trust that feeling of real is always in reach. Ensure your next purchase is the real deal. Visit ebay.com for terms.
This show is sponsored by BetterHelp.
Let me tell you about this social battery over here.
Yours?
Yes.
Tell me more.
It is drained.
Why?
Because I'm not giving myself enough Tanya time.
Oh, I know how important Tanya time is.
I'm not giving it to myself because I've been working a lot and I think I've just been overly social that I'm not factoring in the time I need just for myself.
Well, I also think it can be easy to ignore our social battery and spread ourselves thin, especially you, and especially with social gatherings picking up after winter.
What's the right amount of socializing for you, and how do you recharge? Maybe you thrive around people, or maybe you need some more alone time.
Well, therapy can give you the self-awareness to build a social life that doesn't drain your battery. I do think one of the things that has helped me with like setting boundaries of where I'm spending my energy has been therapy, and knowing how to, first of all, set the boundaries, and also knowing how to pay attention that when I'm feeling drained and I don't have capacity, that I can tap into a place where I have more to give.
And it's also built in you time.
Yes,
which exactly. Is very, very necessary. So if you're thinking of starting therapy, give BetterHelp a try.
It's entirely online, designed to be convenient, flexible, and suited to your schedule.
Just fill out a brief questionnaire to get matched with a licensed therapist and switch therapists anytime for no additional charge.
Find your social sweet spot with BetterHelp. Visit BetterHelp.com/scrubbing today to get 10% off your first month.
That's BetterHelp, HELP.com/scrubbing.
That noise was in my ear. Aww, in the mic.
You're welcome.
Ugh, it's like I'm still hearing like the Kravis voice. But his name's not Kravis.
Oh, so sorry. Also, speaking about patients, our anniversary is coming up this week, and you already saw the PDF that I made. With the 5 things from the year.
Oh, yeah, we didn't talk about this. So that last time we did the podcast, Tanya was talking about, was that about y'all's anniversary?
I don't know. What are you trying to?
The binder.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
And she's like, she brings out this like school size binder. And she goes, so I got this and I made this little template and it's like favorite memories of each year. Basically, you fill it in. And there's probably 8 of these blank pages. And I was like, how often are you doing this? And she's like, well, every year on the anniversary. And I'm like, you just went ahead and got 8. She's like, yeah, well, yeah, committed. I'm in it. And I'm like, all right. They all had pictures. She printed out photos. She had them made. And I was like, I personally, as someone who has some commitment issues, would be 1,000% freaked out, but it's really cute, really thoughtful. I think Red Star's not even going to be fazed by it.
Between that and committing to watch all of Grey's Anatomy together, I think that would definitely bring up issues in a commitment phobic person.
Yeah. He's not a commitment phobe though. I don't think he was saying
because I am.
Oh, because you are. Yeah, yeah, yeah. I don't think that's going to stress him out, but I think when he sees it, he's going to be like,
yeah, he is. It's but like saying to him, hey, what do you want to do for New Year's Eve 2030? And he'd be like, you know, it's like a lot.
I just printed them off just to have it all together as to not, you know, whatever. But he has agreed to like the assignment at dinner to do the top 5 moments of the year.
Does he know that there's like 8 other ones printed out ready?
Nope.
Oh, okay.
But he will.
Yeah.
You betcha.
He will. There's nothing that can surprise him at this point.
I agree.
Right? Like 2 years in, there's nothing that can.
We'll see.
So before we took the, while we were on the break, we were talking about, so the Spanx CEO, Sarah Blakely, she gifted all of her employees $10,000 and then 2 first class Delta tickets to travel anywhere in the world. In my mind, I mean, that is a massive company. I just think that that is incredible. And you don't hear about people doing this often. These billionaires, like, you don't hear about this.
Do you know why it's incredible? Because she looks at her team and she says, yes, okay, she is the CEO. And so it's her company. But she puts the emphasis that this is a team effort. She couldn't have gotten this way on her own. You know, they say, if you want to go far, or what is it? The quote, like, if you want to go far, go alone. If you want to go quickly, go or what, you know what I'm saying? There's like a quote.
Go together.
Yeah. Basically about like teamwork and how being a part of a team can really get you further in life. And I like that she's basically acknowledging that like she did this as a huge, huge thing for the company. And she couldn't have done it without the help of every single employee that puts their blood, sweat and tears into making Spanx what it is. And I freaking love it.
If you want to go fast, go alone. If you want to go far, go together.
Exactly.
It's good stuff. Well, I feel like this is very Tanya energy, but she said she really focused. She said she basically manifested that one day it would be a $20 million business. And she said, everybody laughed at me, but I really believed that. It is, after 20 years, Spanx is valued at $1.2 billion, according to Business Wire.
But the point you were making in the break, yeah.
So then I see this on Twitter and I go to check the responses. You know, I go to look to see like what people are saying.
Why do we do that? Because I do that too, but we shouldn't do that.
You're right, because I have never, very rarely do I go to the comments and feel like encouraged by humanity.
No.
You know, yeah. Like I'm always like, I look at it, I'm like, I wish I wouldn't have seen these responses. There's another one I'll bring up after this. It's actually did the same thing, but
yeah. And speaking of humanity, I want to put a pin in this and get back to it after this story, but I can redeem your thoughts on humanity.
I have a lot of positive feelings about humanity, but
it just happened to me this weekend. So I want to share,
but people are just like, so, you know, they're like, oh, she's a billionaire and she's giving like this small percentage to them. And I'm like, Has your boss ever done that?
Like, no, it's these like your boss, like, will your boss even give you a basket for Christmas? Like, no.
A fruit basket?
A fruit basket? A wreath for your door?
No.
No.
But I just, it was such a reminder of like, Mark was saying, like, people just love to have something to complain about. It's just like fuels people for some reason.
And it's sad. Social media has shown me how angry humans are, mm-hmm. and it's really discouraging.
Yeah.
I'm looking forward to Tanya's story here in a second, but it's everything. It's everything. It's not even just, it used to be just politics. Now it's every little thing.
Everything.
You could do everything. Like, here's a picture of a cute puppy, and people are going to say, why are you exploiting that puppy for likes on Instagram? Whatever it is.
Right.
People are going to be upset about everything.
Everything.
You could take every sports team in the world. They could win the championship 5 years in a row, and people are going to say, why haven't they fired the manager? He's terrible. He makes terrible choices. What are they doing? Every single one of them, and it's baffling to me.
I know. It's crazy. What are you going to say to redeem humanity?
So I'm going to the store to get my wig for Courtney, and I walk up to the store, and it says, by appointment only. And the girl that was in front of me was on the phone with them, and it was like the last appointment or something like that. And they said, I can't remember exactly. I couldn't hear them, obviously, but she said, oh, no, I'm here with a friend. And she like looked at me and like kind of like gave me the look, like, mm-hmm. pretend you're with me. And I thought, wow, this random stranger it is like doing me a solid by getting me into this wig store. Otherwise, I would have been like, I probably would have had to go the next day, but I was down to the wire in hours. And she just gave me this look, and we went, listen to how crazy this is. What are you laughing at?
Just the comparison of like redeeming humanity, getting into the wig store.
Cut to, I'm being Kourtney Kardashian. She's being Megan Fox. And her boyfriend was being Machine Gun Kelly. And so we went into the wig store. I helped her pick out her Machine Gun Kelly wig. She helped me get my Kourtney wig. We ended up exchanging phone numbers, and we've had a little text exchange. So I like made a cute little friend on my way to the wig store. And
it's called girl power.
Shout
That's
out
GP.
Isabella.
Shout
Isabel,
out to Isabel.
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 She is just so cute. And that's my kind of girl. That's the kind of girl I want to be. That's the kind of girl I want in my team. That.
Yeah. I like that she quickly said like it. She was just like, yeah, I have a friend here. Like she just was looking out.
Oh, yeah. Totally looking out for me. Total stranger.
Thank you. My whole faith in humanity has been solidly restored.
I felt the same. And I have a new friend that she wants to get coffee. And I'm like, oh.
Is she your best friend, though?
No.
Yeah.
Not yet.
Not yet. Remember when she met that Becca girl and she was like, Becca is so awesome. And like, imagine I was like, I met this girl named Tanya. She was the coolest person I've ever met. Coolest Tanya I've ever met.
I didn't say she's the coolest Becca.
No. I know.
But she will be my doula one day.
That's right.
Yeah.
Doula. Do we want, I mean, what's ironic is that the email is from a Rebecca, not me. It's not for me.
Are you just choosing the segue here?
I'm going to segue.
Yeah, but before we segue, I would just like everybody to know that Rebecca gets a little jealous too sometimes. So I'm just saying I have a ring that has an R on it, and Becca will like say, is the R for Rebecca when it's not for Rebecca? So she gets a little territorial of me too.
Okay, so here's the thing I'm realizing about myself as I'm doing work and therapy and stuff on my growth.
Getting deep.
It is deep. I am more jealous than I realize. Like, I am more territorial, I think, but I've always had this defense mechanism of if I don't care, then I can't get hurt. You know, like in this, I've like tricked my mind to think if I don't feel it, if I don't communicate it, if I don't acknowledge it, then I can't be hurt by it. And my therapist is really trying to get me to work on that. But I think I miss that. I miss a little bit of the like.
Oh, me too. If I could be the way you used to be, that would be the dream.
Don't say that because I'm already contemplating just like doing away with all my growth. Because not feeling was just sometimes a little more comfortable.
And I feel like every little thing. I feel like all I do is feel. I just feel and it's exhausting.
Yeah, like it's all exhausting. I can imagine. I feel like a fourth of what you feel on a regular basis. And I would be just drained.
And even when you feel good and you're feeling good things, it's like this high. And that's draining too. It's just like, whew.
I literally at lunch was telling Laura, I was like, she was asking your birthday and I was like, well, she's a Cancer. I was like, they feel a lot. She feels everything.
Everything.
Yeah.
Golly. If I could be Becca like you were 5 years ago, that would be.
She was very detached.
Detached, emotionless. That is.
Yeah.
I don't think that's something to strive for necessarily.
Try living in this feel brain for a moment.
I'm a Cancer too. I'm with you.
Yeah. I think there's a nice balance that I would like. I think I'll return there. I think it's just like being able to open up and feel feelings and like let myself process them and get through them. But I'd like to get back to being able to put up the wall.
Yeah, like if Becca and Tanya had a baby, she'd be super sensitive but detached. That's pretty badass. She'd be badass.
Super sensitive yet I don't even know if you can do that.
Yeah, you can. <That's> the goal.
I don't know. I don't know. It feels like a major contradiction. Complicated. You would never find someone to love because you would not know like what. Oh my god. I just almost went whole forward. Scary.
Did you spill your Celsius again?
No, I'm not allowed to have Celsius anymore.
No more liquids in the studio if your name rhymes with Becca.
Good.
Or is Becca.
I just realized Becca and Tanya are Cancer and Scorpio. Mark and I, Cancer and Scorpio.
Wow.
Cancer and Scorpio are a good friend mix.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
And I don't think we've mentioned the fact that Easton and I are together for the first time doing this podcast in a year and a half.
In the studio.
We are in the studio.
We're holding hands under the table right now.
So are we.
God.
Oh, just because you did that?
No, we're not.
We are.
So nice.
No, not my face. I hate when people touch my face and she has no respect for my boundaries. Tanya, I'm going to count to five and take deep breaths, but I need to relax.
So nice when we're touching.
That voice and the words combined, hated it.
I know. Honestly, you guys, sometimes it's tough.
What?
I feel for the people around me.
Thank you.
You're welcome.
How's your TikTok career going? Is it taking off?
No. And you know what's interesting? I think my TikTok is messed up. I need somebody to look at it because whenever I'm not in my home, I can't get into it. So really it says like network error. It says network error.
Wow.
That feels suspicious.
I swear.
So if you're home, you're fine. But if you're anywhere but home, it says network error.
Yeah.
Every time
so
you try
I can't
to get on
film
TikTok.
TikToks outside of my home, which is really cutting into my game. A momentum on the top.
It seems like a question for Easton.
I mean, have you tried disconnecting from the Wi-Fi at your house and then trying to go on TikTok to see if it works?
No, but that feels dangerous. Then I won't get it back in my house.
No, you won't. No.
Just turn your Wi-Fi off on your phone. I can work with you on this offline if you want, but
on your phone, just turn the Wi-Fi off.
I do that. I do that when I'm out of my home.
You know what I realized?
That's not the test I want you to do.
No, that's not necessary either.
Technology's so hard.
Okay, listen to this. It's not just technology. So on Saturday, on my actual birthday, so Laura flew in the morning, went and got her from the airport, and then came back. And then Haley surprised me with a lunch at Nobu in Malibu, which is amazing. And so we went to lunch, but everyone was coming to my house to set up for the party. And so Tanya was like, can I have one of your keys? And I was like, sure. Also, I'll just leave it in the lockbox. And I gave her the code, like so simple. And she goes, so then the morning of she calls and she goes, hey, I have to come drop off some stuff and I'm just going to grab the key from you. And I was like, well, you don't have to, if you want to wait and just come, like when you're coming to set up for the party, I'll just leave it in the lockbox. She goes, I don't trust that I'm going to be able to get out of the lockbox.
Yeah.
And I'm like,
and then could you imagine
easy.
If I can't get out of the lockbox and everybody's waiting to get into your house till you got back? That would be horrible.
Okay. So then she actually comes over. I give her the key, hand it to her. And she goes, okay, wait. So this is the lock right here. I'm like, just leave it unlocked. I'll leave it unlocked if you're that stressed out about it. Just lock a deadbolt. It's very simple. And so I think there's a little bit of a
there's something
challenge there with just like
things
like panicking that you're not going to be able to do something.
Yeah, this might be some work I need to get therapy. You might be onto something here.
So the lockbox just has a code you punch in.
Yeah, it's foolproof. No one's.
So it's just, is it a pad of numbers?
No, it's like a little lock, like a little
spinny thing,
like a combination lock or something.
Yeah, but not but not like that. More like the four, you know.
A,
yeah.
Oh, okay. Yeah. You have to line up four numbers.
Yeah, it's very simple.
Yeah, it sounds very simple.
but would you rather have the chance of not getting into the lockbox or just securely have the key in hand so that when you arrive, there's no.
No, but what I'm saying is, like, even once I gave her the key, she was worried she wasn't going to be able to lock the door, unlock the door right. And I was like, is this...
So operating the key was the problem. The house key.
This was the problem.
Yeah.
This is technology literally from the 1800s.
I know, but you know what? I think it maybe if we step back for a moment, if we just take a step back from the situation, I think that there might be something about, like, when something is my responsibility, you know what I mean? Like people are depending on me to get into your house, to do all these things. I just want it to be foolproof. I don't want to
Yeah. Maybe there's a trauma.
There's definitely something that I got to think back to my childhood.
Not the childhood. Okay. We have an email from Rebecca, which I'm very curious to hear what we all say about this. Cause it's a toughie.
But first,
we're going to take a break and we'll be right back. Presented by 21 Seeds.
So, you know, because you have a ton of friends and throw lots of girls' nights, it's important to always have a signature cocktail ready to go.
Definitely. And people don't want to spend all their time at the drink bar. They'd rather be doing fun stuff like playing charades.
Or having a dance party on the patio.
Exactly. That's why 21 Seeds infused tequila is a must-have.
21 Seeds is an award-winning tequila infused with the juice of real fruit, which means the flavors are built in. So you only need two or three ingredients to make your perfect cocktail.
21 Seeds makes the most delicious and easy margaritas ever.
Yes, 21 Seeds is smooth, fresh, and tastes incredible.
And it's not overly sweet. It tastes like tequila.
Just infused with real juice.
Totally. And get this, 21 Seeds is female founded.
Love it. Modern women, baby.
Two sisters and one friend.
All my friends are like sisters, so I can relate.
Listen, if you love tequila like us, add 21 Seeds infused tequila to your drink bar at home.
Enjoy responsibly. 21 Seeds, Diageo, New York, New York.
There's nothing worse than wearing clothes that don't fit right. That's why Tomboy X makes size and gender-inclusive underwear, swimwear, and loungewear for all bodies. Queer-founded and run for over 10 years, you can trust they know a thing or two about making the perfect pair. Feel comfortable in your own skin. Shop online today and use code IHEART for 20% off your first purchase. Only at TomboyX.com. Tomboy X. Fit for you just as you are.
You'll know real when you get it. It'll say eBay Authenticity Guarantee, and you'll feel it. Maybe it's a head-turning handbag, a watch that says it all, jewelry that makes you look like the gem, sneakers and streetwear so fresh, every step feels fly. When it comes to style and luxury, eBay gets it. They're making sure the things that you love are checked by experts. Not just any experts, specialized experts, real people who love this stuff. With real hands-on authentication experience. So when you see that shiny blue check mark that says authenticity guarantee, shop with confidence. Every inch, stitch, sole, and logo is verified authentic through a detailed inspection. That's how you know that eBay's got your back. Because when you finally step into those sneakers, put on that watch, get your real gold glow up, swing that handbag over your shoulder, or step out in that streetwear, you'll realize that feeling is unlike any other. With eBay Authenticity Guarantee, you can trust that feeling of real is always in reach. Ensure your next purchase is the real deal. Visit ebay.com for terms.
Xumo Play is your destination for endless entertainment. With a diverse lineup of 350-plus live channels, movies, and full TV series, you'll easily find something to watch right away. And the best part? It's all free. Love music? Get lost in the 90s with iHeart 90s, dance away with hip-hop beats, and more on the iHeart Radio music channels. No logins, no signups, no accounts, no hassle. So what are you waiting for? Start streaming at play.xumo.com or download from the app and Google Play stores today. All you can stream with Xumo Play.
All right, we are back. Mark, you had someone you wanted to shout out.
Yeah, Vanessa, she's the reason you guys went to San Francisco and did show from the stadium up there. Vanessa is leaving the San Francisco Giants to work for the Milwaukee Brewers, the team I have worshipped and adored and been obsessed with since I was 7 years old. So very exciting time. She's already sent me some stuff, so thank you, Vanessa.
Thank you.
You're amazing. Also, by the way, years ago, a woman sent me, and maybe you guys too, I don't remember, a Saturday Night Live t-shirt for the Taylor Swift Phoebe Waller-Bridge episode. Yeah. I don't know who that was, but my daughter's obsessed with that shirt and she wears it to school. So I wanted to say thank you to whoever that was because I never got to thank her. And we've really gotten a lot of use out of that shirt. So thank you so much.
I never got that. So this is a little uncomfortable because that sounds like something I'd want.
You definitely got it.
Did it come to you and you have two of them?
No, because I stopped. I put an end to that. I was like, I am not Becca's keeper. Stop giving me Becca's things.
I did not. That is definitely something I would have remembered and remembered.
Well, she and her friends are obsessed with Saturday Night Live, so it's been a real conversation piece, that shirt. So thank you, whoever that was. Thank you so much. All right, email from Rebecca. I've been dating my boyfriend for a little over a year now. I love him so much. He is everything I have ever wanted. Here's the issue. He doesn't get along with my best friend. Both my boyfriend and my best friend are equally important to me, and I hate how I have to separate the two people I love the most. I wish that we could all hang out together, but it is so awkward. What should I do? Is this a deal breaker? Tanya, could you ever date Red Star if Becca didn't approve of him?
No.
Really? Like, knowing how you feel about Red Star, if I was like, I don't like him, you'd be like, done?
Yeah, if there was like a legitimate reason, yeah.
No, but if it was just like, I don't click, like, we just don't get along.
Well, yeah, I think there would be, I mean, you say so like flip it, but I think there would be a real reason. I think there would be a root reason why you don't get along with him. And I don't think I think that would be a problem for sure. You don't feel that way about me?
No, no, no. If my friends didn't get along with my significant other, I would be like, if they had a legit, like if it was like, I do, this does not feel like it's the person.
Tanya wanted to come to dinner. Sure. 95P is going to be there. Ugh.
Yeah.
Like, that would be an issue.
So
that'd be bad.
Hard. Yeah.
It's a deal breaker.
Really?
I also wonder like if, but I also wonder if it's both of them that feel that way or if like the best friend is like fine with him and he doesn't like the best friend. Cause that's a real deal breaker. If like, if 95P was like, had no reason not to like one of my friends and they made the effort, I'd be like, what's going on here? This feels like red flaggy.
Yeah, and I'd also love to know the reasoning behind it. If there is a reason. If they just don't click, I guess that's one thing, but there's got to be reasons.
Yeah, and like also, like it's not something little, you know? Like, let's say it's somebody hates when somebody's chomping gum. If Red Star always chomped gum, Becca hates that. I feel like you would not, that would not be a thing for you. You know, you would see
I'd
past
like,
that. I feel like it would have to be something
doing that
deep-rooted.
Noise.
Becca, do you have misophonia?
I think I do, yeah. Because Tanya just did this weird tongue thing. Nah. And that noise, and it's in the microphone right now, is like, no.
I see. I
think Laura has it too.
We'll hear it later.
Okay.
It'll be on the track for
great.
Sure.
Oh, good. Good news.
You're welcome.
Anyway, sorry.
I would love to know a little more about this because I think there's... The thing is, if they just don't click, like they want to hang out on a regular basis, that's different because... She's not dating him like you are. They don't need to be besties.
Right.
But I would like totally if Tanya left a room and Robbie and I were alone, I would never feel awkward. Like we would have conversation. It would be like totally normal. Same with 95P and Tanya. Like I just would never have to worry about that. But
it's different with guys. Guys are different. Like my best friend's a guy named Kurt. And if Kurt didn't like Amers when Amers and I first started dating, I would have said, all right, Kurt, check you later. You know, that would have been kind of that for Kurt. And that would have been okay. I think guys, the bond isn't as strong among male best friends. Because my instinct on this is, well, you don't need your best friend. You can find somebody else. You know, you can be best friends with anybody.
Ew.
Stick with this guy. Did you hear what this woman just said? She said, I love him so much. He is everything I have ever wanted. That's the goal. Best friends come and go.
Not, and then
you just said everything he, she ever wanted would be him someone who gets along with their best friend.
Yep.
Perhaps. But you each said earlier that you each have a tier of best friends that's a half a dozen people strong. So find another best friend. Move somebody else up to the top and stick with this guy. He's everything you ever wanted.
No, I think there's something off if he's everything she ever wanted, yet doesn't get along with her best friend. I feel like that there's something. Do you agree?
Yeah, it's a deal breaker.
You don't agree? Hold on. Laura doesn't agree. I'm passing the mic to Laura.
Oh, be careful, please.
Why? There's no liquids.
Don't spill.
Okay, I'll be gentle. So I think it depends because I have a few friends that I would not have picked their spouse for them. And we don't necessarily vibe, but it also doesn't matter like if I click with them or not, or unless it's like a red flag and like bad things are happening. But if it's just about clicking and vibe, like
She didn't say clicking and vibe. She said, do not get along.
Yeah. I mean, that just sounds like ridiculous though. Like, can you imagine either like any of your friends like bickering with your like partners?
It would be a deal breaker for me.
Yeah. I don't know. I think it's hard. I think you can't always base decisions like on what your friends, because you have to know what your heart feels and your friend doesn't know that.
But getting along with
my dream
and not vibing with are different, because I think there's people that I don't vibe with. Like, I would never just like want to be left in a room alone with them. But I also am like, I get along with them. I'm not like.
We need more info from Rebecca.
Yeah, we need more info.
It could be a lot of different things. Like, maybe she doesn't like the way he talks to her. Well, that would be a definite red flag. You know, she would have a very good point. Maybe those two don't see eye to eye just for political reasons. And Rebecca is just kind of likes to stay above the fray with all that stuff. That, to me, like, okay, well, that we can work through that. So who knows? I don't know. We need more information. Yes. But I say stick with this guy.
I say
leave him.
I say figure out why they don't get along, if there's like an actual reason or a red flag reason, and assess from there. But maybe we need more.
Rebecca,
can we get more details,
yeah,
please?
Yeah, we need more details.
Like, what happened where you knew? Who said they don't get along? Was it the boyfriend or was it the best friend? Like, where's she getting this info from? Or is it she just feels it?
Yeah.
It's a very Rebecca thing to have happen to her. Not Becca thing, but a Rebecca thing. Mm-hmm. Like my Rebecca personality, that could happen to her.
Mm.
But Becca's different. She's chill. Used to be chill.
Yeah. I was like,
what about your Halloween personality? Does that ever happen to him?
Klein.
No, he's chill.
He really vibes with it. He gets along with everybody.
Yeah.
That's the thing with Klein. Good energy. Good vibes.
It's true. Only. Good vibes only.
Yeah, good vibes only. I felt like everyone was like kind of into Klein too, girls and guys. It was awkward.
My friend responded to one of my stories that I posted about you, and she goes, "Is Becca Joe Dirt?" And I literally was crying laughing.
I don't know how I feel about that, because I don't feel like Joe Dirt when I'm Klein, but I felt more like Thor.
Yeah.
Chris Hemsworth, actually. Yeah. Specifically. Mm-hmm. Think that's all she wrote for today.
One quick question before we leave.
These enders.
Do you think Kim Kardashian and Pete Davidson are boning?
Boning?
A thousand percent.
Okay. Boning?
Yeah.
When have you ever said the word boning?
Doing the dirty. Love making.
Penetrative intercourse.
Okay. You're all fired. You're all done. You're done. Yes, I do.
All right.
He gets any girl he wants, and I don't quite understand. But
sure seems to be the case, doesn't it?
I do love, you know what, though? I do love humor, and I really think I value, like, I really value someone who can make me laugh. So I think that everyone's like, how does he get all these girls? And it's like, he's not the, like, you don't look at him and think, like, oh my gosh, he's hot. But I think Kim Kardashian is not, like, I don't think she cares. Like, I think she's looking for someone who she likes being around.
You don't want the peach that's the prettiest peach on the... Are they on trees or bushes? Trees.
Let's go with trees. Okay. Peach tree.
You don't want the prettiest peach on the tree. You want the one that's juicy and sweet and delicious on the inside. That's what
happens.
Do you
know how much produce is discarded in America on a daily basis because it doesn't look perfect?
Exactly. So Pete Davidson might not be the most precious peach, but man, he's probably juicy.
As a fellow lanky weirdo, I'm really happy about the action Pete Davidson is getting. It's yeah. really exciting yeah. for me. Mm-hmm. He took her to Knott's Berry Farm. Knott's Berry Farm.
That was an odd choice, I thought.
I love that headline. Got so exciting for me. I'm like, Pete Davidson, Kim Kardashian, Knott's Berry Farm. They went on the Ghost Rider. That's so cool. I love it.
Yeah. Yeah. She just wants a regular kind of funny guy. She's not looking for the celebrity life. She already has that. She has that. She's looking for someone who makes her feel alive.
Yeah.
The juiciest peach.
In the bushel.
On the tree. Mm-hmm. Okay. We're out. You know what we really need for the show is a new outro.
Well, we stopped doing the EKG one because people thought it was inappropriate during the pandemic. Are we enough post-pandy that we could bring that back?
It still feels dark, honestly.
Yeah. I mean, it always kind of felt dark.
Yeah.
Yeah, I was going to say, like, the pandemic wasn't the first time the people heard that noise. So it was.
Maybe we end it with another song. So long.
Yeah, like, we're going to work on an intro and an outro, and they're going to go together.
The Sound of Music?
Yeah. Yeah, were we about to sing Do, Re, Mi? No, Do. A deer? That was the beat you gave.
No, it's the same as I don't know.
So long. All right. Farewell. Farewell. And goodbye.
So work with Miles and come up with something. That sounds fine.
Okay.
Until then, we're stuck with this.
We're not generic. I'm done being generic. 2022 is not generic. We are unique, effervescent,
evergreen.
Above the bold. Evergreen? Evergreen's generic.
Oh. Presented by 21 Seeds.
Hey, you know how we're always trying to keep our girls' nights exciting with new cocktails?
Yeah.
Well, here's something that's going to flip the
21
script.
Seeds infused tequila.
Wait, you already know?
Of course. 21 Seeds is an award-winning tequila infused with juice from real fruit.
Yeah, so you only need two or three ingredients to make the perfect cocktail.
But did you know that 21 Seeds is founded by two sisters and their friend?
Sounds like there's a good story behind that for sure. So listen, if you love tequila, you have to try 21 Seeds infused tequila.
Enjoy responsibly. 21 Seeds, Diageo, New York, New York.
The hit movie Bob Marley, One Love, is now streaming on Paramount Plus. Celebrate the life and music of an icon who inspired generations through his message of love, peace, and unity. If you missed Bob Marley, One Love in the theaters, now's your chance to watch at home. Stream the hit movie now on Paramount Plus, rated PG-13. Head to ParamountPlus.com/OneLove to try it free now.
There's nothing worse than wearing clothes that don't fit right. That's why Tomboy X makes size and gender-inclusive underwear, swimwear, and loungewear for all bodies. Queer-founded and run for over 10 years, you can trust they know a thing or two about making the perfect pair. Feel comfortable in your own skin. Shop online today and use code IHEART for 20% off your first purchase. Only at TomboyX.com. Tomboy X. Fit for you just as you are.
This show is sponsored by BetterHelp. It's a simple truth. No matter who you are, mental health challenges can affect you, and how you manage them can make all the difference.
That's why everyone should have access to mental health support that meets them where they are and helps get them through. BetterHelp provides online therapy on your schedule.
It's flexible, simple to use, and more affordable than in-person therapy. Connect with a licensed therapist selected just for you.
Learn more at BetterHelp.com. That's BetterHelp.com.